All right, so get this, listeners. We are diving deep into the world of speech-language pathology.
Oh, my favorite.
And not just anywhere. We're going to Misericordia University.
Excellent.
Yeah, you sent this newsletter our way, so clearly you're as fascinated by this as we are. It's not every day we get to peek behind the curtain of a university department, right?
Absolutely. And this one is, well, particularly interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty specialized. So, buckle up. Because we're talking student awards, we're talking faculty publications, cutting-edge research, and get this.
Belize.
Yeah, they've got a whole trip to Belize in the mix.
Sign me
I know, right?
up.
Well, maybe not literally, but get ready for some serious SLP intrigue.
What I find interesting is just how much this newsletter really reveals about their department's character. You know, it's not just a list of achievements or anything. It showcases a real passion, I think, for communication, for pushing boundaries in the field, and for making a tangible difference.
It really does.
Yeah.
And they don't waste any time getting to the heart of it.
Yeah.
They kick things off by welcoming back Dr. Kathleen Scalar-Scott to their faculty.
Right. And it's not just a welcome back, you know. This is Dr. Scalar Scott we're talking about. She's a board-certified fluency specialist fellow, which, just to clarify for our listeners, that is a very prestigious recognition from the American Speech-Language Hearing
It's a
Association.
big deal.
Big deal. It signifies a very high level of achievement in the field. And get this, she specializes in fluency, autism, and literacy.
Oh, wow. That's a trifecta you don't see every day.
Not every day.
I mean, you've got your specialists, but to have all three.
Combined, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And what really struck me is the newsletter mentioned she actually discovered her passion for speech language pathology while working with preschoolers.
Ah,
Right.
that's sweet.
There's something so powerful about those early interventions, helping those little ones find their voice.
Oh, absolutely. And you can tell it's something she's passionate about. She's deeply involved in research, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Particularly in a fascinating, albeit lesser-known area called cluttering.
Okay, see, now when I first saw that cluttering, I thought, are we talking about like tidying up the department?
Yeah.
But no, it's a fluency disorder.
It is, yeah.
Similar to stuttering, but less, I guess, less researched or less understood.
Exactly. It's often characterized by a rapid or irregular speaking rate, which can make it really difficult for listeners to follow what's being said. And Dr. Scalar Scott has been interested in cluttering since, well, the beginning of her career. And her expertise in this area is invaluable, especially when you consider her work with the autistic population.
Right, because a lot of individuals on the spectrum experience challenges with fluency.
Exactly. And her combined knowledge of these areas makes her uniquely equipped to really understand and address those needs.
And it's not just research, right? I mean, she's also running a group for young adults on the spectrum.
I love that.
It just speaks volumes about her commitment to creating a supportive and engaging environment.
Absolutely.
And speaking of support and engagement, did you see what the Autism Awareness Club is up to?
Oh, yes. Their dedication is just, it's truly commendable. Sensory-friendly events, movie nights, a winter sensory wonderland. They even do weekly swim nights at the university pool.
You had me at sensory-friendly movie nights.
Yeah.
But seriously, I love that they've created these inclusive spaces where individuals on the spectrum can feel comfortable, they can have fun, and it's so important for families, too, to connect with others who understand their experiences.
And let's not forget the benefits for the student volunteers themselves,
Aren't
right?
sure.
It's an amazing opportunity for them to gain firsthand experience working with individuals on the spectrum, fostering empathy and understanding. It's a model that I think other universities could definitely learn from.
Totally.
But for now, should we switch gears a bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's delve into some of the cutting-edge research coming out of Misericordia.
Okay, time to put on our thinking caps.
I like it.
We're talking brainwaves and speech perception.
Ooh.
So the newsletter highlights Dr. Rethi Anthony and her students, Emma Shadler and Erica Scheinberg, who won a meritorious poster award at the convention for their research.
Wow, impressive. What was their research on?
They were studying something called Ling Six sounds, which, from what I gather, are like the fundamental building blocks of speech.
Precisely. These sounds are absolutely crucial for distinguishing speech from other noises and, of course, for understanding spoken language.
Oh, okay. So what did they do?
Well, they used EEG, which is short for electroencephalography, to observe how the brain processes these very specific sounds.
Okay, hold on. EEG, like hooking people up to brainwave reading machine.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it? They essentially place electrodes on the scalp to measure the electrical activity in the brain as participants listen to different sounds.
Oh, wow.
And by analyzing these brainwave patterns, they're able to gain insights into how the brain processes auditory information, especially speech.
So they weren't just, you know, looking at brainwaves for the fun of it.
Yeah, no, no.
The newsletter mentioned that they were gathering what they called normative data. What is that?
That's a great question. So normative data is essentially a baseline measurement. They're establishing what normal brainwave patterns look like when processing those Ling 6 sounds.
Okay.
And this is important because it allows clinicians to then compare those normative patterns to the brainwave activity of individuals who might have difficulty with speech perception, like someone with hearing loss or auditory processing disorders, for example.
So it's like having a reference point.
Exactly.
A way to identify deviations from the norm that could point to an underlying issue.
Precisely.
That's incredible.
It is, and it highlights the incredible potential of this technology to revolutionize how we diagnose and treat communication disorders. We're not just talking about subjective observations anymore. This is about objective brain-based assessments.
That's wild. Like, it's like opening up a whole new world of understanding how our brains process language. Because we're about to take a sharp turn from this high-tech world of brain scans to Belize.
Quite the contrast, right?
A little bit.
This segment of the newsletter focuses on a service learning trip that the department organized. And what's remarkable is that Belize, despite being a relatively small country, has a significant shortage of speech-language pathologists.
Wait, seriously? A whole country with hardly any SLPs? That's heartbreaking. The need for services must be immense.
It is. And the Misericordia team really stepped up to help. They provided much-needed speech and language services to over 100 patients.
Wow. 100 patients in how long?
In various settings. During their trip, they weren't just observing either. They were actively involved in assessments, interventions, community outreach.
I can't even imagine. That must have been such an eye-opener for those students, you know, to be thrown into a completely different cultural context, potentially facing language barriers, unfamiliar healthcare systems.
Oh, absolutely. This wasn't just about providing services. This was about expanding horizons, challenging their perspectives, and really gaining a much deeper understanding of healthcare disparities, cultural differences in approaching communication disorders.
One story that really got to me from the Belize trip was about Isabella Fredo, a student who helped a nursing home resident regain her voice after months of silence.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that, you know.
It really speaks to the impact, doesn't it, that SLPs can have.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about the technical skills. It's that human connection,
yeah,
the empathy, empowering people to communicate what they need and what they want.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It really highlights the power of these service learning trips.
Yeah.
Like one student, Shannon Murphy, said it best. Service can be life-changing.
It's true. It's about challenging your assumptions, about stepping outside of your comfort zone, gaining a deeper understanding of the world, and your place in it, for sure.
Like,
but moving on from the uplifting highs of international service trips, the newsletter also talks about a more somber but equally inspiring aspect of the department.
Oh, right.
The Tara Helwig Vining Memorial Scholarship.
This one really got me. Tara, a Misericordia SLP alumna, sadly passed away. But her dedication, her compassion for her clients, it's really inspiring.
She really left a mark on everyone who knew her. And her story, I think, really demonstrates the importance of that personalized care, you know?
Right.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most impactful interventions, they don't happen within the walls of a traditional therapy setting.
Right.
She actually founded Televine Therapy, which reached clients of all ages through telepractice.
Wow, she was ahead of the curve with that.
Very much so. And her commitment to accessibility was just incredible.
Yeah, the newsletter mentioned how dedicated she was to providing pro bono services,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that everyone, no matter their financial situation, could have access to quality care.
It's really putting your values into action.
Truly.
And what better way to honor her memory than with a scholarship in her name? The Tara Helwig Vining Memorial Scholarship supports incoming first-year SLP students.
It's a beautiful tribute to her legacy. And speaking of inspiring figures, the newsletter also features Dr. Glenn Tellis, the department chair, who seems to defy, like, the limits of time and human capability.
Right. The man is unstoppable.
Get this. He's published four
yeah,
new textbooks.
Four. Dr. Tellis's dedication knows no bounds. But these aren't just any textbooks. These are deep dives into the core knowledge of SLP. We're talking stuttering and cluttering, swallowing disorders, anatomy and physiology of speech, even an advanced review of speech-language pathology.
He's created a library, a whole library of SLP knowledge.
Basically.
And one of those textbooks, The Source for Stuttering and Cluttering, was co-authored with Dr. Scalar Scott.
Of course.
Talk about a collaborative spirit.
Collaboration is so essential, especially in a field like this one. But Dr. Tellis, he's not just focused on textbook knowledge either. He's really a champion of integrating technology into education and practice.
Yeah, the newsletter mentioned something about a virtual dissection table. What is that? That sounds like something out of like a sci-fi movie.
Right. It's this state-of-the-art 3D anatomy visualization system.
Yeah.
Basically, instead of dissecting cadavers, students can virtually dissect, manipulate anatomical structures, rotate them, zoom in, zoom out. They can even simulate physiological processes.
Get out of here.
It's amazing. It's a really incredible tool for enhancing their understanding of anatomy and how it relates to speech and language disorders.
Wow. I wish I had that in my anatomy class. I bet those students feel pretty lucky.
I'm sure.
They're definitely getting a competitive edge with all this cutting-edge tech.
Absolutely. They're being prepared not just for the present, but for the future of the field.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the future, the newsletter highlights Stephanie Fazio, a first-year grad student who received the very competitive Spark Award. And this isn't just any student award, right?
No, not at all. Only 13 students in the entire country receive this recognition.
Wow.
And it's specifically designed to support, you know, future leaders in SLP research.
So what makes her research so special?
Well, she's exploring the impact of team sports on auditory processing using, get this, EEG.
Oh, wow. There it is again.
Right. So interesting how it all ties together.
It really is. Misericordia seems to attract these future research all-stars.
They really do. And they give them the tools and guidance to thrive.
That's amazing. But before we get totally lost in this groundbreaking research, we can't forget about Misericordia's online SLP program.
Oh, yes. This is huge.
This is a pretty big deal, right?
This is Pennsylvania's first fully online accredited master's SLP program.
Wow.
Which speaks volumes about their commitment to, you know, making this education accessible to people who maybe can't relocate or can't adhere to a traditional on-campus schedule.
You know, I have to be honest. When I first heard online SLP program, I was a little skeptical.
I hear you.
How do you replicate those hands-on interactions that are so vital to this field in an online environment?
It's tricky.
But they've thought this through. They highlight their online classroom. They've got three screens, voice sensing cameras.
It's about making it as close to being there as possible, right?
Creating that immersive experience.
Exactly.
And it seems to be working. The newsletter features these glowing testimonials from students who are raving about the flexibility, the supportive environment, and just the quality of the program overall.
That's amazing.
It really is. They're breaking down barriers. Oh. And speaking of going above and beyond, we can't forget about
NSSLHA,
the National Student Speech Language Hearing Association. These students are like the heart and soul of the department. They're involved in everything.
Their commitment is incredible. They support so many causes, the Belize Fund, and they even organized a benefit concert for a fellow student who was battling cancer.
Wow.
And they partnered with the Autism Awareness Club for the Autism Friendly Playtime event.
I love that. It's so great to see that collaboration, that support for each other, both within the department and in the community. And their hard work is being recognized. They received the Chapter Honors Award.
Well deserved.
I'd say so. Talk about a group of overachievers.
The best kind. They really do embody what this profession is all about, you know, using your skills and your compassion to make a real difference.
Absolutely. And speaking of making a difference, remember Isabella Fredo, the student who helped that nursing home resident in Belize.
Oh, how could I forget?
Well, her dedication hasn't gone unnoticed either. She was awarded the very prestigious Von Drack Memorial Scholarship by the Pennsylvania Speech Language Hearing Association.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
That's a big deal, right?
That is a very big deal. This is awarded to the single most outstanding graduate student in the entire state.
Wow.
It recognizes her academic achievements, her commitment to research. Did you know she's presented at 13 conferences?
13. That's incredible.
Including the American Speech Language Hearing Association convention.
Wow. This is someone to watch. She's clearly going places.
Oh, absolutely.
And this scholarship, it's just the beginning for her. So we've covered a lot of ground here with Misericordia, and with technology evolving so rapidly, what skills do you think these future SLPs will need to navigate, like this brave new world?
That's a great question, and a big one. It's pretty clear that technology is going to play a bigger and bigger role in this field, you know, from telepractice platforms connecting clinicians and clients to software that analyzes speech patterns.
It's already happening.
It is, and it's just going to keep growing.
Yeah.
But even with all of this incredible technology, it's really important to remember that these tools are only as good as the people using them.
That's a good point.
Right. Technology can enhance, but it can't replace that human element of care and expertise.
It's all about finding that right balance, you know, that synergy between human expertise and what technology can bring to the table. So for all those aspiring SLPs out there, the students just starting their journeys, what advice would you give them? What's going to help them really thrive in this rapidly changing field?
Embrace the learning curve. Never stop learning. This field is constantly evolving. There's always new research, new technology, new therapeutic approaches popping up. Don't be afraid to question, to explore, to kind of push those boundaries of what's possible.
It's all about being adaptable, right? Being open to new ways of thinking, of approaching problems. But it's easy to get so caught up in the what that we forget the why.
Exactly. At its core, this profession is about people. It's about connection. Every data point, every brainwave pattern, every single intervention, it represents a human life, a story waiting to be heard. Never lose sight of that.
It's about remembering that behind every single diagnosis, there's a person with hopes and dreams and a desire to connect. And that brings us right back to Misericordia. That's what stood out to me most in this newsletter, the sense of community.
Oh, absolutely.
That shared passion for empowering people through communication.
It's evident in everything they do. From Dr. Scalar Scott's dedication to the NSSLHA chapter's commitment to service, they're not just educating SLPs, they're cultivating compassionate, forward-thinking professionals who are ready to make a difference.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Misericordia's program, what's the one thing you really want our listeners to take away from this?
The future of speech-language pathology is bright, but it's not just about fancy technology or groundbreaking research. It's about the people, the educators, the researchers, the clinicians, and of course, the individuals and families they serve.
It's about making connections, building those bridges of understanding, empowering every single voice to be heard.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a mission worth supporting. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a pleasure to share these stories with you.
The pleasure was all ours. Until next time.